Mark, I was so busy focusing on just doing it, believe me, that I didn't think about those things. You know, it was enough just to go in and bring in whatever I could to do it as I thought it should be done. So that I was, you know, I was amazed and fascinated as much as anyone about what happened.
Tell us a little bit about some of the gizmos in that show. I know that you drove around a Batmobile. As a matter of fact, I met you once at a car show where you were traveling with the Batmobile. Tell us car.
Well, I never traveled with the Batmobile. However, I did join up with it occasionally, you're right, to make appearances, and that always just worked beautifully. I was even shot out of cannons in circuses at one time. That's all in the book, you know, anything to survive and just keep going. And keep working as an actor. But the car was a wonderful, you know, filmic car.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't go over about 30 miles an hour.
It looked good on the TV, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it looked great on television.
Yeah.
But the brakes went out and stuff like that. And I used to drive through the side of the Batcave. Poor Robin. Burt Ward was white-knuckled half the time. He never knew what was going to happen.
It's funny you mentioned Bert. I had him on the show a while back. He's a very successful businessman in L.A. Or out in California somewhere. He does a lot of different charity work and things like that. And he kind of misses the Batman show. What was your relationship with Bert Ward during the show?
Well, it was pretty good. Bert and I had a great chemistry and character. And, you know, we were like, had different interests and, you know, different trips through life. And, there were times when we didn't get along, but I got to tell you, it's in the book, some of the stuff there, because when you work 18 hours a day with someone, Monday through Friday, and then press stuff on the weekends, it becomes strained from time to time, but Bert was wonderful because it was like his first big thing, and for him to adjust to all of that, I thought was remarkable at his age.
You know, one of the things that occurred to me when they were making all these Batman movies was, why didn't the cast from the Batman TV series get together and make some movies?
We never had the rights, Mark, to do that. People have come to me, are coming to me still, really, to sign an option or whatever to do Batman again. But we don't have the rights to do that. They can't get the rights. It's owned by Time Warner and Warner Pictures. And, you know, the people who are doing the new Batman movie, and they want to do it their way.
You know, are there any things that, when you were doing research for the book and looking back at all your notes, anything that kind of surprised you on second thoughts? Kind of looking back at some of the things that might have said, wow, I don't remember that much, but wow.
Yes. As I got into it, this happened. Memories came tumbling back, Mark. You know, incidences. But when I met the Pope in Rome, and he'd seen the show, and he let me know in the Vatican, and things like that that I'd forgotten about. And.